gobble gobble. Do the whole podcast right now.
No, you do it.
No, we do it together. But you said you're anxious to get this over. So you know what? Get it over with. Do it. Do the podcast, Caitlin. All right. Why don't we just start off where we always start off?
Okay.
Welcome to Bad Movie Date Night, the podcast where my wife and I watch a bad movie on a date night, and we share our thoughts and opinions with you, the listeners. I am Nigel from ajourneyintofilm.com. And with me, as always, is my wife, Caitlin.
You paused. Sometimes, I didn't know you were going
to
say it.
Sometimes I like to add emphasis to things.
I got nervous.
After
doing this podcast by yourself.
After doing that podcast with your dad, I'm like, he's just got a voice for radio. How can I ever live up to that standard that he sets?
He has a good radio voice.
He does. He is like the personality for radio.
He does.
This week we're talking about Thanksgiving 3. Caitlin has been dreading this.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, okay. So let's back up for a second. Caitlin, why did we not release an episode last week?
What reason would you like?
All of them.
Our power was out for 3 days. Our basement was destroyed, and
we were sick, but like not at the same time.
No,
like you were sick.
I was sick, then you got sick,
and then our power went out.
Yeah, and then our power went out, and then our basement got destroyed.
Yeah, so then we said we should probably record a podcast, but then we realized that this is Thanksgiving this week. So, if you're listening to this, today should be Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving!
And what better movie to talk about than Thanksgiving 3?
Go eat a turkey.
Yeah, go eat a talking serial killer turkey.
Yeah.
If you can find them.
Best kind of turkey.
Ones that are 504 years old. Because they probably, you know what? That's probably got some tasty seasoning on it. From marinating. All those years of marinating in his own saltiness.
Oh, gross.
You ever hear of salt brine? That's what he's doing to himself
his whole life. That'd be a salty turkey.
That would be, he is an angry, he's salty. He's a salty turkey. Where do you even begin to talk about Thanksgiving 3? Because, well, okay. Caitlin, let me ask you this question. This is the question that was on my mind the entire time we were watching it. Who is this movie for?
People who like bad movies.
Okay, but like, go watch a good bad movie.
Right, they should be able to go watch a good bad movie. I agree, that's why I'm so angry at this movie all the time.
But like, this movie is beyond... I don't think bad begins to cover this movie.
No, it doesn't. It's stupid and pointless, and I'm angry it exists.
And there's just a lot of weird stuff that happens.
I just feel like we're not going to enjoy this podcast. I feel like both of us are getting angry about this movie, that our whole podcast is just going to sound angry.
And that's why I'm asking, who is this movie for?
It's for people who like bad movies.
Okay, but we like bad movies.
Right.
And this is not for us.
So it's for no one. It is for the garbage. That's where it belongs.
Which is ironic with the plot.
I know. Okay.
If you look at our past catalog of episodes, is that what you call our backlog? If you look at previous episodes of this show, you might see that we've talked about Thanksgiving before. I'm talking real good tonight.
I was going to say Thanksgiving 4.
You may have seen that we've talked about Thanksgiving before.
Before,
yes. The original.
The OG.
The first one. And you might be saying to yourself, why did you jump to the third one all of a sudden? This is where the movie starts with being the confusing, random, crappy mess that it is. Thanksgiving 3 is about finding the last copy of Thanksgiving 2.
Which, spoiler alert, does not exist.
It does not exist in real life. Thanksgiving 3 is Thanksgiving 2. It is the sequel to the original Thanksgiving.
Right.
And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's all there needs to be said. So all right, we'll see talk you next week.
Really the only thing that's important to know about this was directed by the same guy who directed the first one. No shocker there.
Whoa.
It's one of the largest kickstarted movies.
People wasted their money. That makes
$100,000.
Now I'm more angry.
People paid.
I'm more angry.
$100,000.
Will they pay me $100,000 to fix my basement? And I'll just release a piece of crap movie for them.
Well, you need to release a beloved piece of crap movie first.
The first one's not beloved. It's stupid, too.
Okay. But, like, they made a musical out of it, so someone has to enjoy it.
Who made a musical?
I don't know. I meant to look that up, but there is a musical for the first one.
Why?
I mean, why not?
Because it's pointless. It's a waste of time. It's okay. Stupid.
But, like, after watching Thanksgiving 3, doesn't, like, the first one look really good?
Yes, it was definitely more bearable than the third one. Second one. I don't even know anymore.
The director, Jordan Downey, is from Granville, Ohio, which I thought was interesting. And
where's that? Southern Ohio with all the other stupid Ohioans?
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
I really don't know, but I just thought it was funny that he's from Ohio.
West Side, baby.
Directions to there.
Also in Terrace Away? Oh, it's Southern. I knew it was in Southern Ohio.
No, it's not Southern Ohio. It's near Columbus. That's smack like dab in the middle of Ohio.
The middle southern part of Ohio.
You can't be middle and southern.
Listen, if you are not in the northeast part of Ohio, I don't even consider you being an Ohioan. The rest of it's just like no man's land.
Caitlin has some really strong opinions about the geographical boundaries of Ohio.
That's because only people in the northeast are cool.
I actually kind of really want to watch his most recent movie, The Headhunter.
It looks better than Killer Turkey.
It looks interesting. There's only three people in the entire movie.
He doesn't like putting a lot of people in his movies. He likes to keep the money for himself.
Okay. He likes to not put a lot of people in his movies, but he loves puppets for some reason.
He loves puppets?
If you saw the first Thanksgiving.
He loved the 90s.
And you said, you know what this movie needs? Not just an evil turkey puppet, but like other characters made of puppets. Thanksgiving 3 is the movie for you.
The movie costs $100,000. Someone pay me $100,000 and I'll make you a movie.
What would your movie be?
It'd be a time lapse of my basement being fixed. And I'd be like, there's your $100,000.
Okay.
Because they'd pay for my basement, but I'd give them a movie.
If there is some mysterious benefactor out there who would love to give us money to fix our basement that literally is sinking into the earth, being swallowed whole, we literally cannot use half of the house for the reason that we purchased this house, hit me up. Let us know that you would pay for our basement.
Hey, like, every dollar matters, guys.
Every dollar matters. Go to patreon.com/ajourneyintofilm and donate to our basement.
Like,
it's Thanksgiving.
$2, you get a free t-shirt.
Okay, whoa. You can't just be... we're going to lose money on that one.
Okay, how about $50, you get a free t-shirt.
Yeah, okay,
sure. $50, I'll give you a free t-shirt. Listen, everyone. $50, you get a free t-shirt. $100, we will send you a personal video because I know that's what you would love. Anything under $100, I will sell my soul to you. So
anything under $100?
Over $100, I'll sell my soul to you.
Oh my, I don't like where this could potentially go. But we are on patreon.com/ajourneyintofilm if you feel bad for us. I cannot guarantee that you will get any of that stuff that Caitlin just offered. Okay. And back to Thanksgiving 3.
Okay.
There's, what, two
Sorry for the interruption.
Actual people in this movie? And everything else is puppets? It's just the guy and his brother, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And the boobs at the beginning.
Were those... I don't know. Everything seemed weird. It was real.
The boobs?
Yeah.
I would imagine that there is a chance that they themselves are not. However, the woman, I believe, is in fact a living, breathing person. Yes, Wanda Lust.
What else was she in?
Thanksgiving 1 as the Naked Pilgrim.
She likes to be naked.
She was also in a movie called Milfshakes.
So, yes, she likes to be naked. Okay.
I think she is
a nudist?
Porno actress, if you will.
I thought she was a nudist.
A porn star. This one's called Milf Does a Brother Good.
All right. No, this is a family-friendly show, Nigel. We just asked for money. We can't be talking about this.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about any of the other names of the movies that she's in.
Yeah, movies? So you're going to call them movies?
Motion picture? What should I call them? Videos?
Pornos?
I mean...
Let's call them what they are.
It's like a subcategory of movie.
No, it's not.
YouTube clip?
Anyway.
Yeah. So the first Thanksgiving, let's talk about this for a second. Is an hour and 10 minutes. Thanksgiving 3 is an hour and 40 minutes. So they found 30 minutes of extra things to do. And actually, really, we were talking about this before we started. Not a lot happens in this movie. Arguably, nothing happens in this movie. So we start off in space, as you do with a movie, with space boobs. The most impractical astronaut suit ever. At minimum, her breasts would freeze off.
Also, you would die.
But so. Also, there's nothing sealing that helmet on, so she would die. We then see Turkey, which, again, I think we emphasized this in our first Thanksgiving podcast. It's Turkey I-E, not Turkey E-Y. Because it's a name.
Because that matters.
It does. It's important. I want to make sure that people know that we're differentiating between Turkey and Turkey. Turkey the name and Turkey the animal.
Okay.
I expected that joke to be a lot funnier for you, but apparently it
no,
wasn't.
No, because I literally am so angry at this movie. Nothing is funny.
Okay. So Turkey comes flying in on a spaceship and some space things happen. And you're like, whoa, so Thanksgiving 3 is in space? Plot twist, this is a trailer for Thanksgiving 2. And it seems as if Turkey is now the hero of the tale.
Because he was the villain in the first one.
Right. And you think, that's interesting. But then that's when you find out that it's really just a trailer for Thanksgiving 2. The credits for the movie start. And while the credits are rolling, we get this very music video-esque play-by-play of two men in hazmat suits dumping the massive stock of Thanksgiving 2 DVDs and Blu-rays into a hole in the ground in the middle of the desert. And they're launch. You're looking like you don't even remember that this happened.
I don't remember that part.
They're burning them with flamethrowers.
What?
Yeah.
I must have gone to the bathroom. I don't remember this at all.
Well, okay, because remember, like, they burn all the copies, and then they're like, oh, here's one left. We'll just chuck it in the trash.
Why would they do that? No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Here's the other thing. Within the context of Thanksgiving 3, Thanksgiving 2 is the worst movie that's ever been made.
Thanksgiving 2 is the worst. Yes.
Right.
I don't know why I get confused.
We're throwing a lot of numbers out there. Okay. I get it.
Yes, 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 yes. I agree.
We then cut to Turkey at home. He is domesticated now.
Uh-huh.
Which was very confusing because in the first one, he was some ancient Native American curse thing. Raised from the dead.
I was going to ask you, in the first one, was he a movie star?
No.
So we just jumped to this one where he is a movie star. Even in the first one, he wasn't a movie star and he was a villain and should go to jail because he killed that guy.
I think this movie is trying to posit, like, what if Turkey was an actor and his career blew up after the first Thanksgiving?
So they want us to think the first one was a movie?
Right. Because this one's trying to be meta or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not believable, so.
So they would explain why Turkey is, like, domesticated, or he has, like, a wife and a kid.
What would explain that?
If he was an actor, and I don't know. It doesn't make sense either way that you put it.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know why they made any of the choices that they did.
No, me either.
Here, let's introduce a different plot. So there's another puppet called Yomi who looks like she walked off the set of Sesame Street, and she loses her mind.
The end.
Which frankly just kind of looks like a heart with, like,
arms.
Tendrils on it.
I thought those were away. Arms.
I don't know what they were. It did not look like a brain at all.
That is a heart with arms.
That's probably the closest approximation to it. Why did she lose her mind? I don't know.
I literally don't know.
Why is she looking for her mind? I don't know.
I mean, if you lost, I guess you better go find it.
Right. So we find her in a dumpster. Oh, let's back up. Turkey finds out that Thanksgiving 2 is not going to be released.
Right.
And he...
Because it's, like, bad.
Because it's so bad.
Yeah.
And he gets mad, so he kills Mrs. Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And takes his son with him
on
to
his
go
son's birthday
be
too.
Evil. No, it's his birthday.
Oh, it's his birthday. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And also, the son was playing with a model of the Pluckmaster 3000.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
So the Pluckmaster 3000 is this machine that defeathers, glazes, stuffs.
And cooks.
And cooks, like, a whole turkey in one go. And the son is playing with, like, a toy version of it.
Yeah, it was weird.
Sold by this guy, Uncle Donnie, who is obsessed with colonial times with his brother Jefferson.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll talk more about that in a minute.
I know. Do you want to focus on Yomi? There's so many characters in this movie.
Yeah. So, let's back up again to introduce some other characters. While they're burning, after they get done burning Thanksgiving 2, this big black armored thing with a worm on his shoulder shows up. The thing is...
It'd be funny if it was a chip.
Why?
Like, you got a chip on your shoulder?
You know, that's the kind of joke that I imagine, like, they were maybe...
They didn't, though. They put a worm. It's not the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if they did a chip, I would at least laugh.
Yeah.
Once.
It would be a good chuckle.
It would be.
But that joke appears to be too smart for this movie. The big black thing is called Muff. And the worm on its shoulder is Rhonda Worm.
It's like a suit of armor, kind of, the
yeah,
black thing.
That, okay. That was actually kind of cool. the amount of money that they had for this movie was definitely visible compared to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
With the puppets. Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes.
Because, like, his son was literally on a popsicle stick.
Yeah, that was... I actually kind of thought that was funny. I mean, it was stupid, but I was like, that's kind of funny. And his son also kind of looked like a model squirrel, but yeah. Like with a turkey tail.
Yeah.
So then we meet Yomi. She is in a trash can, kind of like Sesame Street. The street that she's found with all the graffiti kind of looks Sesame Street-esque.
Yeah.
She meets Uncle Donnie, and she sees a sign with him on it that says, for a piece of your mind, or for peace of mind.
For peace of mind, yeah.
Advertising the Pluckmaster 3000. Mm-hmm. And so she thinks that Donnie is going to give her a piece of her mind.
Right. Get it?
Yeah.
Funnel.
So he goes home. She goes home with him for Thanksgiving, which he makes a. He has this whole thing about he's got like a wife and kids at home to feed for Thanksgiving. But when you get there, it's his grandma and his brother.
And his wife and child are dead.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
That was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because he sent him out to the store to buy stuffing. And that's why he made the Pluckmaster 3000.
No, I thought the Pluckmaster 3000 killed them. And that's why he turned it off and never turned it back on.
Yeah, that sounds more right. But I know he sent him to the store for stuffing. I do know that. I remember he said.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They die.
Yeah, they dead, and they are not important to the story at all. Because you'd think that like it never comes up ever again.
No.
Turkey kills his son and uses the soul of his son to find the last copy of Thanksgiving 2, which conveniently Yomi found in the trash can.
And put it in a
backpack
that she also found in the trash can.
That had some kind of bear.
Yes. That sang a song for us.
And it turned animated for a second. Yeah. Why? I don't know.
No.
You could look at any scene in this movie and you can say, why did you make that choice? And I guarantee the answer would be, I don't know.
None of it added to the story or the plot or anything.
No. That's just a bunch of random nonsense thrown together with the thought that maybe it'll be a coherent movie. And you know that the people writing it said, hey, this would be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know why? Like, it's only funny to them.
Right.
This is like if you gave...
All inside jokes.
Right. If you gave money to, like, a group of friends
mm-hmm.
who have no discernible skills
mm-hmm.
and they have a very specific sense of humor among their group of friends,
mm-hmm.
that's this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you a question about this movie, but now I can't remember. So thanks.
You did remind me of something I wanted to say. This movie was so hard to watch, we took a break halfway through it.
Yeah. It was unbearable, if you will.
It was. Now, we only had 2 drinks to get through this one, which is still less than Showgirls. But there is...
I'd rather watch Showgirls.
Showgirls is a great movie. There is no amount of alcohol that could have prepared us for this movie.
Except Showgirls is a great movie.
Being blackout drunk.
No, I don't even think that would help.
Why? Because then you wouldn't remember watching it.
But I would still have to be there.
But you'd be passed out. Like, that's the idea of blackout.
Sleep? Okay. Sure. I sleep through this movie.
I mean, I assume that's what blackout means. Can't say that I've ever reached that point. But that seems like the appropriate amount of alcohol to watch Thanksgiving 3.
Not like brown drunk?
Like a brown, brown out.
Brown out.
If you understand that joke, welcome to the club, I guess. Okay. So Yomi's at Uncle Donnie's house. Mm-hmm. She meets Jefferson. Jefferson has an obsession with a long pike,
mm-hmm.
which at this point in his life.
Oh, should we say that they're both dressed in like colonial outfits?
Yeah. They've got like the powdered wigs. They wear the clothes. At first you think, oh, Uncle Donnie dresses this way because it's part of him selling the Pluckmaster.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not. That is a choice that he wakes up and makes every day.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. I feel like this movie was a...
waste of time?
Yes. Was like, okay, you remember those shorts in the 90s?
Like, shorts that people wear?
No, or like, those shorts on, like, Nickelodeon. Those, like, movie shorts.
Vaguely.
Like, they would do these little sketches on Nickelodeon that just seemed, like, randomly absurd. This was the 90s, and for some reason, they just thought it would be a good idea to just, like, put random crap together, and I never understood it as a kid, and I still don't understand it now, but that's what the grandma reminded me from, and it was just, like, these, like, absurd, like, random shorts that, like, they would come on before your TV show you were watching. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to look them up right now just to see. But, like, I mean, that was a pretty common thing.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, that's let's what see. That's what this I'm one. About.
Let's see what this one's. This says it's a classic Nick cartoon short, early 90s, called Dog Brain.
That sounds like this is what it would be.
I'm really. People are going to really want to know. Like, they're going to want to definitely listen to us watching something.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it reminded me of Kablam. Do you remember that show on Nickelodeon?
Yeah, but I didn't really watch it.
Yeah, but, like, there was just a lot of weird stuff that happened on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, it was, like, a kid's version of Robot Chicken.
Yes, but, like, with as much swearing as possible.
They swore in that?
No. You said it was, like, a kid's version of Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought you were describing things killing.
Oh, yes, but no Kablam.
Yeah.
Kids version of Robot Chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, this does not... You know what? I'm just going to turn this off for right now. That's... I get it. I think we've come to an agreement on it. Look, here's an actual picture of Nickelodeon shorts. Those are stylish, and honestly, if those showed up under the Christmas tree this year, I would not be upset.
Are they swim shorts?
They are swim shorts, okay. So I would need to start swimming again. Where do we leave off? Oh, yeah. So Donnie, did you want to say anything else about random stuff?
No.
Okay. This is like, if you ever watch something on Adult Swim, those like weird in-between things that they do,
mm-hmm.
like this is kind of like that, but less funny. Weirdly, as I've gotten older, Adult Swim has gotten more funny to me. this movie will never be funny.
No. What if this movie was the last movie on Earth?
I would literally give up watching movies.
Would you?
I would.
What if there's no TV, no movies, this is all we had? Thanksgiving 1 and 2.
I would literally give up the one thing that I love in the entire world so I never had to watch these movies ever again.
Yeah. Same.
I would
actually burn them so that I physically, even if I got bored out of my mind, couldn't watch them.
I would use my own money to buy copies of these movies to destroy.
Yeah.
I would start a YouTube channel of me finding creative ways to destroy DVD copies of this.
You're the only person on the planet.
Why?
And these are the whole movies.
Why is this the question that you've come up with?
Because that sounds like that would be a good purgatory for somebody.
But like, can I choose to not watch this?
Yeah, you could choose to not watch it, but you're the only person on the world, so you wouldn't have anybody else to talk to, and there'd be like nothing else to do. It's just you.
Did every
and these movies alone in a room?
Did that sounds like hell? That's not purgatory at that point.
You're right. That'd be crazy.
This just took a weird turn. Okay, so because Nibla, is inside the copy of Thanksgiving 2.
I keep thinking really good Would You Rathers.
This is not a Would You Rather podcast.
I know, I'm going to save it for our work game. No one's going to know what this movie is.
You should text them to Bailey so that she has some conversation starters for my parents.
They're not going to watch this movie.
No, but like...
It's about this movie. It's a Would You Rather about this movie.
That would be even funnier for her to ask those questions then.
All right, I'm sorry. Keep derailing us. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're never... I was like... before we got started, I was like, oh, this is going to be like a... This would be like a 35, 45-minute podcast tops. Caitlin, we're not even like 15 minutes into the movie, and we're at 30 minutes.
All right.
That's not true. Okay. There's a rapping grandma named Flois, who is also a puppet, by the way. Jefferson and Donnie are the only non-puppets in this movie.
And Space Girl.
And Space Girl, who barely counts. Flois is also a pervert, and also there's not... kind of gross.
Yeah.
That's all that really needs to be said about Flois. So Nibla is inside the copy of Thanksgiving 2, which seemed weird because then, like, why, how do you watch it? Let's make this movie more coherent.
I don't think you can do that.
I can't. Turkey shows up because he was tracking Nibla's soul in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jefferson dies, which is fine. He annoyed the nonsense out of me.
He died because he answered the door and Turkey killed him, right?
Yeah, okay. And he thought it was his long pike. That was a really dumb joke. There's just not funny. I don't know what it was supposed to be.
I didn't think it was a joke. I thought it was a story.
You know how, like, we talked about the first one wasn't good because it was purposefully trying to be a bad movie?
Yep.
This movie is bad because it's purposefully trying to be a good, bad comedy.
Yeah.
That, I'm...
It's unbearable.
It is
unbearable. I think you should not ever watch this movie. I will never watch it again. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. Let's get through this plot, Caitlin. We can do this.
You want me to take over?
I don't even know if you know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm at.
You just said Donnie died. So then they go through the portal, I think.
Right. Turkey Heaven
is in their kitchen cabinets.
Yes, in their pantry.
Yeah.
Where they meet
Wise
Turkey.
Actually, lots of things are in their pantry.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go ahead.
They meet Wise Turkey, who tells them that Thanksgiving 2, the DVD that Turkey wants to get, is cursed. And he made it cursed while he was filming Thanksgiving 2, and anyone who watched it died a horrible death.
Then how did people review this movie?
What do you mean?
And say it was bad.
Great question, because
if you watched it and died,
it was the worst movie ever made.
Yeah, how would you know that?
Maybe that's how they knew it was bad, that people who watched it kept dying.
Maybe
they're like, oh, this movie's so bad.
But wouldn't you put that as your news headline?
Jeffrey just died.
Wouldn't you put that as your news headline other than, like, this movie's
no,
just bad?
No, you just say it's a bad movie and then burn every copy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, Caitlin. Quit trying to apply logic to this. There's literal Turkey Heaven in their closet.
I need logic.
You're not going to get it from this movie. So then they leave, I think, and I think they put Turkey in the Pluckmaster 1.
I don't know. This is where it starts getting all, like, confusing for me.
Right. At some point, Turkey goes into the Pluckmaster 1.
And dies.
But then he uses black magic to summon skeleton turkeys to put him back together.
Yeah.
And he is missing his genitals, so he replaces it with a chainsaw.
Oh, and yeah. I forgot about
starts
that.
Chasing people. And this is when Muff and Rhonda show up, and you find out that Rhonda and Turkey had, like, some kind of fling while they're filming Thanksgiving 2. Remember, Rhonda's the worm from the beginning, the space worm. Yeah. Because apparently filmed Thanksgiving 2 in space.
Right.
And there's some kind of vortex inside Muff's butt.
Stop. You're just making this up now.
No, I'm... this sounds like something I'm making up.
It really does.
You know what? This sounds like this. Do you remember Axe Cop?
Yeah.
That sounds like Axe Cop.
It does.
Like, and then he had a vortex in his butt. Okay. So
I really think you're lying right now.
No, remember the sky beam thing? I don't remember what the vortex was for.
Oh yeah, it was coming out of the house.
Yeah. It was starting. It came from his butt.
Oh my gosh. This movie's so stupid.
I don't even know what happens next. They...
It just keeps throwing scenes.
Right.
The grandma died.
I don't remember how that happened.
Turkey killed her because...
Oh,
he
right.
said, suck my...
Oh, yeah. And he used his chainsaw penis to kill her.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Why do I remember this?
Why do you remember that is... baffling.
I have so many other things I could remember, but that was this, in my brain.
This is something you have to realize. This movie now takes up space in your brain.
No, it doesn't. I'm dumping it.
Think about all the bad movies that we've talked about that we no longer have any recollection of. This one's in there.
No, it's gone. I choose.
We need to find something to fill it up with.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Yomi dies at some point.
Yomi does die.
But guess what?
But
if you put your hand up her butt, then she
right,
lives.
Right, because
these
Yomi...
These people are obsessed with butts.
Yomi is an alien. Okay, she...
From planet puppet.
From a planet of puppets, of which supposedly we've based our idea of puppets on these aliens.
Okay.
And so... To bring her back to life, Donnie just has to put his hand inside of her and start moving her mouth, and she comes back to life.
I mean, that's a great life, because then you could really just never die.
I legitimately think that there is an interesting idea with the idea of a planet of puppets, and that's where our idea of puppets came from, but it's just so lost in all of the other crap. You know what this movie's like? This movie's like a Thanksgiving dinner. But the leftovers of Thanksgiving dinner, when people are like, oh, you know what? Let's just make a sandwich with all of the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you get the bread, you get a roll, and you're like, okay, I'm going to put, like, some stuffing on there, and some turkey, and some mashed potatoes, and some cranberry sauce, and then we'll put another roll on top, and I'm going to eat it. And you're like, in theory, you're like, oh, yeah, that's great. Like, Thanksgiving leftovers in a sandwich, that sounds awesome. But then you take a bite and you're like, I kind of hate myself.
Yeah. You know what is good, though? Leftover Thanksgiving soup with just the turkey. Just get turkey and those tortellini noodles. Is that what they're called?
So really, you're just making turkey noodle soup?
Yeah, but it's leftover turkey from Thanksgiving.
Because you never have turkey any other time.
Yeah.
I cannot remember the last time I ate turkey.
Right? Only at Thanksgiving. So, and I'm off topic again.
Yeah. That being off topic is more enjoyable probably to our listeners than this. Okay. We can do this.
Yomi's back to life.
Yomi comes back to life. Turkey gets Thanksgiving 2 and goes into Donnie's oven / fireplace because he lives like he's a pilgrim. And that's where Turkey Hell is. So apparently Donnie, his house is the nexus of
turkey
the turkey the afterlife.
Okay.
Yomi and Rhonda have to go into the oven to get back Thanksgiving 2.
Why? Why didn't they just let it die?
Because remember, inside Turkey Hell, Turkey is like their king or something, but he also has that machine to, that will broadcast Thanksgiving 2.
There's a machine in hell? What the heck? This is nonsense.
Yes. Yes, it is. So they disguise themselves as skeleton turkeys to sneak past the skeleton turkey guards to get Thanksgiving 2. And Turkey summons Franken Turkey, which is this giant turkey made of dead turkey parts. And they take Thanksgiving and they run out. And do they kill turkey at the end? What?
I don't know. I didn't even know the last five things you said. I don't remember any of that.
That's a valid point, I guess. Look at them filming that movie. That just
like
looks
idiots.
Like so much fun.
Okay. I'm sorry, people who made this movie, but you're stupid.
Yeah. Okay. So Yomi gets her mind back because her mind was in Turkey Hell, and she goes back to her planet through the butt vortex, and then Rhonda dies, but because he's a worm, he comes back, and Donnie the next day opens up Thanksgiving land in memory of Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. They had, like, the mashed potato wheel.
Yeah. And I think that's the end of the movie, in all honesty.
Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God.
Look at them. They're doing their puppets and whatnot.
No. I don't feel good.
No. Because of this movie?
Yes. Because I just... this makes me so mad. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay. Okay. We can be done. You know what? I'm sure people...
Are they going to last? Yomi and Donnie?
No, because she went back to her planet.
She goes back to her... Oh, she does.
Do you remember it when I said that? Or do you remember watching it? Because I just said it.
I think you said it.
That's how much space this is taking up. You didn't even remember that. I said that less than a minute ago.
I think you said it in your head.
I did not. I am confident that
I think
did
you said
not.
It in your head. Okay. So they're not going to last?
No. They weren't even a couple.
He liked her.
I mean, if you put your hand inside of a puppet... I don't know.
Is the worm and Muff gonna last?
Rhonda Worm gets into some weird stuff in this movie that I just don't even want to scratch the surface of.
Oh my gosh. It says the violence is severe. No, it's not. Intense scenes, severe. No, this movie was not intense.
Frightening and intense scenes.
No
one even put any scenes that are on there.
Yeah, because they're stupid. Because everyone who watches this movie is stupid. Which one has a lower rating, this one or the first one?
This one. Nobody liked this movie.
Good.
Like, people were like, oh, the first one, like, you know, it's bad, but, like, it's kind of comical, but whatever.
I think this is what happens when you try to make... Because I don't think everyone knew this was first one was supposed to be a purposefully a bad movie. I think they just thought it was a bad movie.
I completely forgot that Turkey had sex with that girl in the first one. That was weird.
Yeah. So, but...
And then, remember this? When he was sitting with the uncle?
That was
and he was dressed like weird. A guy and the uncle was dressed like a turkey?
I don't know, Nigel.
That was... bizarre.
But you don't make, like, this is why people don't like it when you make bad movies on purpose.
Right. This is a prime example of, like, why you just don't make bad movies on purpose. Mm-hmm. Because it just doesn't work.
No.
Because there's nothing genuine about it. Mm-mm. I don't have anything else to say.
Just angry. I'm just angry.
Well, be happy, because after today we can start watching Christmas bad movies.
We gotta find good ones. I don't want to watch Prince, stupid Prince one.
Christmas Prince Part
2? Yeah, boring. Oh, no,
that's like...
Boring.
That has to happen.
No.
Yes.
Let's watch more like Christmas Perfection.
Where it's like bad, but you don't think it's bad?
That's not bad at all. That's a great movie. I like that movie.
There are things to not be good about that
movie. You liked it too.
Yeah, but like I wouldn't say it was a good movie.
Oh, it's so good. Okay. I like it so much.
I just want to read off this quote from Rhonda. Worm, at one point he says, looks like early worm just got the bird.
You need a little sound effect.
That's like the one thing our podcast is missing. Yeah. Sound effects.
Sound effects.
Where would this go on our bad movie?
Scroll all the way down to the bottom.
No, there's no way that this movie is worse than Alone in the Dark.
It is. I would watch Alone in the Dark. I would watch it right now over this movie. If I didn't have to talk and do this podcast and you're like, Caitlin, do you want to do the podcast or watch Alone in the Dark? I'd be like, put in Alone in the Dark. I don't even want to talk about this movie. It's so bad.
I actually...
also would watch Blair Witch 2.
So I had this whole thing about I was going to make an argument that, like, this deserves to be higher than Thanksgiving because the production value is so much higher. But, like, you're right. Like, this movie's a mess.
Yeah.
Of things happening.
Yeah.
With too much money applied to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put it at the bottom.
All right, boo. This movie's two thumbs down.
And you know what? Whenever I get done editing this, it's probably going to come out to about 45 minutes. So, you happy about that?
I mean, no. That's too much time spent talking about this movie.
Okay.
This movie deserves nothing.
Yeah.
If someone from space wanted to come down and burn this movie and take it out of my brain, they should. Yeah, we should definitely watch
Jack Frost.
Put that on the list. No.
I feel like we've been doing a lot of horror movies, though, since we came back from our extended break.
Well,
so.
You know, we like horror movies.
Yeah.
Oh, we should watch that. I watched it with Bailey, but Ginger then we Dead turned Man. It off. Yeah, we didn't get very far in it. We watched Gary the first Busey. 5 minutes.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea. I don't know. Okay.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah, it's Gary Busey. Okay, so we are done with Thanksgiving. We are.
We did like 2 episodes.
Yeah, we didn't do too many episodes.
November's been a rough month.
November has been a rough month. But remember to be grateful for the things that you have.
Like, not you didn't have to watch Thanksgiving 2. You should be grateful for that.
Well, no one had to watch Thanksgiving 2 because it doesn't exist.
Okay, well, yes, it technically does. But.
Okay, well, it's called Thanksgiving 3.
But it's still the second one, so.
Okay. Yeah, you know, a lot of people still got their health, and a lot of people still got family. And sorry for those that don't, but there's other things to be grateful for.
Like
so,
a job.
Like a job, or a working car, or a sweet iPhone, or I don't know.
Or like a flower growing.
Yeah, you know, we get too wrapped up in, like...
Things
that are happening on the internet, and I think, you know what? I'm not going to turn it into your dad.
Not going to be political.
It's, you know what? Just be grateful for something today, because today's about giving thanks, and we'll be back next week, starting with some Christmas-themed movies.
Christmas,
I'm going to try to convince Caitlin that we need to do some rom-coms again, but... Caitlin wants to do more horror movies, so we'll see. If you have any opinions about it, head over to ajourneyintofilm.com and leave some comments about what we should do. Caitlin, you're literally going to get our podcast pulled off for copyright.
I sang two lines of the song. I don't know the rest of it. You sang like
four.
No, I sang two lines and the other ones I was just like...
Okay. It's still the theme, so the algorithms are pulling us down right now.
How's my dad get... No. Okay.
Oh my gosh. This podcast has gone so far off the rails.
Just like Thanksgiving too. Maybe this is what happens when you make a podcast about that movie. It just goes, you go off the rails.
Okay. Go to ajourneyintofilm.com. Let us know what you think that we should talk about. Head over to patreon.com/ajourneyintofilm. You can support us. Also, if you want more of us where we're not talking about a bad movie, we're both on an episode of Mornings with Ken recently where we talked about our favorite movie quotes. And it was pretty good.
It was good. You should check it out because it's really funny. So if you're like, this podcast was crap, go check out Mornings with Ken. I forget what episode it is, but it says like movie quotes on it. And it's pretty good.
Yeah. And did I cover everything, Caitlin? I forgot to write down all the closing stuff.
Well, you know, we put it on our list, so I think we're good.
Okay. Well, we will talk to you guys next week.
Happy Thanksgiving.